Lekker, welcome. If you haven't said hello to the person next to you or behind you or in front of you, just quickly take a few moments to go, hey, how's it? If you don't know them, tell them what your name is so they don't feel like spare. Make them feel welcome. And hi, I'm well. How are you? We've already spoken, you know that. That's awesome. So, cool. Awesome. Hopefully you all feel welcome. Hopefully you coffeed up, which is always a good thing. And, nice to be back. Oh my goodness. Oh, this is my first time in 6 weeks being back here. So it feels like I'm a bit rusty, church rusty. I don't know if you can get church rust. I don't know. Anyways. So I see a lot of faces I don't think I know. And so my name's Brett. I'm one of the leaders here. Nice to have you. If you are visiting, really nice to have you. And we trust that you feel welcome and at home here. And so I'm going to open in prayer. And then Josh is here. So we're going to, he wants to say something. I think that would be cool. So I'm going to open in prayer. And then we're going to, I mean, because last week he was almost dead. This week he's here. And apparently he was dancing last night, which is awesome. So clearly it was just for attention. That's all he did. He rode into a car at high speed just to get our attention. So we love you, man. If you don't have to do that next time. Just ask and we'll say we love you. And you don't have to go through hospital and all of what you went through. But oh, okay, sorry. Sure, welcome. Let's get to it. Oh. And so let's just, maybe bow your heads with us if you want. You're welcome to close your eyes. And Father, we want to thank you for this moment. Thank you that we could be here tonight. That hopefully you do a work in us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we desperately want to fall more in love with you. We want to look like you more every day. And Lord, tonight, as we come and focus on you and worship you and hear from your word and fellowship with one another, Lord, that we trusting that you'll come in and impact us, Lord. Lord, we desire that you change us from the inside out, Father. Lord, for those that are not hungry for you, Lord, there'll be a bit of a hunger that stirs up tonight, Lord. For those that are far from you, Lord, they'll feel close, Lord. For those that are on fire for you, that they'll burn and hopefully set the whole area on fire, just with their passion and their desire for you, Lord. But Lord, we want to say this one thing that's about you tonight. It's not about man. It's not about what we can plan or what we can do or what we can say. Lord, we want to just wait on you to come and to lead us tonight. Because you're the head of the church. You building your church, Lord. We're just your sons and daughters. And so, Lord, yeah, we're here. Maybe as you're sitting, maybe it's been a hectic week. Maybe just been rushing and you haven't had a moment of just quiet and reflection. Maybe where you're sitting right now, just say something to the Lord. Just say, Lord, I'm here. Maybe you position your heart towards him. Maybe you're freaking out about something. Just say, God, I want to just forget about that thing that stressed me out. Just I want to be here fully for you tonight. Lord, as we do that, Lord, I know that you, because your word says you're looking down on earth and you're looking for those who you love. And you love our praise and you love our worship. You love our prayer. So come and have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Josh, come and say something, dude.
Oh, maybe he's
Trace. Hi, guys. I just want to start by saying thanks to all of you guys that have helped my family through this. Yeah, like I can't say anymore. All I can say is like, yeah, thanks guys. It's amazing just seeing how you guys pull through to support my mom. Yeah, it's just like it's just filled my heart so much joy. Yeah, all I can say is praise God through this whole ordeal. I shouldn't be standing here. As much as I am a week later, I saw the pictures on Friday and I was like, I didn't go through that accident. Like, it wasn't me. And all I can say is I think God, as I hit the vehicle, God took me and put me on the pavement and said, okay, you sit down there, son. But yeah, just a little testimony. I have no recollection of the accident, so I've got no memory. I don't know what happened. And I woke up out of an induced coma on Saturday last week with two things on my mind. And it wasn't a thing of like I was thinking about it, it was just there. And it was, God is good. And I love my mom. So it's just a thing of like, I know God was with me through this whole ordeal, and with you guys coming together and praying, it's just like, yo, I mean, I was in a hectic bike accident, I've got a broken scapula and a hole in my foot, and that's it. So thanks, guys.
Amazing. Sure. God is faithful, hey? Sure. It's good. So well done, guys. I think we really pulled through in prayer and in love, and amazing. So on that bombshell, let's worship the Lord. Why? We can't not worship him after that. And so Yaku is going to be leading us from the morning. So lucky to have you, bud. And you're welcome to stand. You're welcome to come to the front if you want. If you do come to the front, please keep your masks on. And let's worship the Lord together.
Hello guys, I think before we get into the songs, just to quieten our hearts, I think Belinda, if you can just play on the keys for us a bit. Yeah, just come to God, forget about the week. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you that through everything, through life, through things that happen, thank you that we can know that you are still God and that you are still in control. Lord, I want to ask as we come and worship you tonight, Lord, that you would see our burning hearts, that you would take this offering, Lord Jesus. Yeah, why don't we just raise our hands?
Is wedged between the parable of the lost sheep and the prodigal son story. The being tied to the vine is knowing God. Robbie kicked the whole thing off by going, we need to be in the presence of God. We need to be sitting there. And what I think the Lord is saying tonight through all these words that have come through is it's one thing knowing who God is. It's a whole nother thing that he knows you. Because everyone goes, oh no, I believe in God. But there's this profound truth that for some of us, our names are written in the book of life. We know God, but he knows us and he calls us by name. He calls us his sons and his daughters. And I really feel like God's reaching out to many of us tonight. And he's going, you may know me, but I want to know that I know you as well. Does it make sense? And so maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Maybe you do the Christian thing. Maybe your life is religious. In other words, you tick boxes. Sometimes I pray, sometimes I read the Bible, sometimes I come to church because that's what my friends expect or whatever it is. But you know in your heart, you don't have a relationship with Him. You have a functioning, ticking box, religious thing. But you don't know Him. You haven't surrendered to Him. You know that your name is not in that, the book of life. Tonight is your night. You know if you're playing games with God. You know if you're giving Him lip service. You know if you worship. You know. I don't have to tell you that. I'm not saying that to put a heavy on you. It's just like these are real moments where the Lord can come in and change and shift and renew like you'll never, ever understand it unless He does it in your life, you know. So in these moments of quietness, please be serious. Like, I mean, even Josh, he's a testimony of God's grace. He could be dead right now, but he isn't because of God. He could be brain damaged. He could have lost limbs. He could have, but God saved them. And in a sense, that's physical saving. So much more awesome when it's spiritual saving. And the greatest miracle on this earth, and we've prayed for many people over the years, and we've seen healings and salvations and baptisms. I've seen demons turn people into werewolf things in front of my eyes. I've seen crazy things over the years. But I've seen the power of God come in every situation and just change supernaturally, boom. And the people are different. And the hardens of hearts are soft. And the sin just can't be there anymore. It's this amazing thing that God does. And so, Father, right now, even in this moment, Lord, I'm so aware that man can't do anything of what we've just spoken. He can't save, he can't heal, he can't restore, he can't give hope, he can't give life. Only you can do that. And if there are any among us, Lord, that are just living a religious life without relationship, well, they're just ticking boxes because they think that's good enough, Lord, right now, by your Spirit, can we ask God that you come and you just do a deep work in their soul. Lord, that your love and your grace and your mercy would just come and rest on them like never before. Lord, that we'll be like that vine that is connected to the branches that are connected to the vine. That, Lord, we'll be like that coin that is found. That we'll be like Joshua, who knows the presence of King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, God, come and do your work. Come do your work. Yeah. Amazing. So God wants to profoundly change our lives, I believe. I believe that every moment of the day. Yeah. And over the last while, as I couldn't be with you, sometimes it's awesome when you can take a step back. You're not too close to the rock face, you know, and you can kind of like step back and go, God, what are you doing? Or what do you want to do? Or what is not right amongst us? And I feel like He's showed us one or two areas that we're not getting right at the moment as a church, which makes me excited, because I believe that if we don't see these things, the devil comes in and he can cause chaos and mayhem and havoc. And so over the next 4 weeks, I want to just say, the Lord has spoken. I'm not this kind of person. I'm not a very programmed person in the sense of, I kind of fly by the seat of my pants most of the time and just follow the Spirit and go. But I really feel like in the next 4 weeks, He's going to give us some really key theology and insights to help us be more like His bride without spot and without blemish. And tonight, I'm going to kick the ball into the park a little bit. And next week, we're going to follow on the week after. It's not a series. It's just a way that I feel like God is, we're going to be taught we're going to rip out some foundations that are wrong, and we're going to put new ones in, okay? And so, could I ask, as much as it's possible, I know there's many that are sick amongst us, and can you be here for the next 4 weeks? Not because it's religion, because I think God's going to do a deep work in us. And so tonight, I probably won't use my notes too much, but just If you can, that's cool. If you can keep that going, that'd be cool. I feel like that the world has come too much in us, in this sense. And Corona has been a wonderful magnifying glass to show us where we're hurting, where we've gone wrong. And I think what's come in us, specifically in this congregation, over the while, is we've become like this Instagram church. And what I mean by that is, and for the young guys, you all know what Instagram is. And for the older guys like me, we're kind of learning what Instagram is. But Instagram is basically, for me, I'll sum it up like this. Instagram is, we put our best pictures forward, we put a filter on it, we make it look cool. We might even put some text to it, and it's really funky. And then we present that to the world. And everyone looks at you, and you become followers of them, and you get lots and lots of followers and comments and likes, and it just starts steamrolling. And what's happening is you're putting this false precinct of what your life is actually about. You don't actually look like that. It's just the filters make you look good. And behind the scenes, it's chaos and chaos, and you're dying inside, and you're lonely, but outside, and everyone's looking at you, and, whoa, well, I want to be like that person, and I want to look like that person, and I want to wear the clothes like, and it's actually totally false. And I think one of the foundations that's come in us, and it's taken me 3 years to see it. That's how God works and builds bridges and relationships. And I think, guys, we're there. We put our best foot forward, and we present this religious-looking thing when we come to church. Like, everything's fine with us. My marriage is fine. My health, everything. And we're dying inside. And we leave, and we're so lonely. And we come back the next week and put that photo up again, and we don't get anything out of it. And God's just knocking at us, and we keep on putting that out. And I feel like tonight we want to start ripping that foundation down. We can't live like that, guys. Because that's not God's way. It's not His kingdom. I know what you're thinking. Oh, Brett, you're a leader in the church and you've got it all sorted out. I don't. None of us do. And I'll be open. Let me be open with my life. I'm just going to want to put us all on the playing field, because it's so easy to, like, leaders are awesome. We're not. We're just as insecure. We just have as many problems. Right now, Abby and I, we're fighting for our marriage. We're going to marriage counseling. Once every 2 weeks, we're seeing a therapist for marriage, because we need to be working on that. That's who we are. We're falling in love again. We've fallen out of love, I think, over the years. We married 15 years, it happens. But by God's grace, we're seeing it. And we're working on it. And we're applying money into it. And it's expensive to go to marriage counseling. It's like R1,000 a pop. It's like, ah! Some months you're spending R4,000 on our marriage. Because we see something of the Lord in that. And somehow we've fallen away, but we're working on it. And you're thinking, what? And you know me by now. If you know me long enough, my heart's on my sleeve. You know where we are. There's no pretense. But I just want to remind you of that. Sometimes I get angry. Almost punched Mike Flynn in the face the other day. What? No, not the pastor. Yeah. Well, he was trying to attack his wife. Anyways, but it's a whole other thing. We sorted it out. But pastors aren't supposed to threaten their people. You know, this is where the elders are a bit nervous now, because I wasn't going to share that, but I just want to show you, like, the Bible in Romans 3, it says, for all have fallen short of the glory of God. Not one seeks after the Lord, not one longs for Him. We're all on the same playing field, guys. I swore at Catherine, how many weeks ago? Robs, where are you? Robbie? Catherine, sorry. Remember, we had that moment. And she swore at me, I swore back at her. What? So I didn't think you were here. Sorry, I was like, it's a bit awkward. And in that moment, God did something in us, actually. He used that. It's weird, I know. It's like, what? There are people right now in my life, and Abby's on my case all the time of this, that I really just can't find love for. Like, I'm speaking to Abby all the time about it, God. And I'm like, I know God loves me, and I know He's forgiven me, and I know that His love for me is unconditional. Why can't I love those people? Why do they irritate me so much? Why do I just want to, I know, Steve. I wasn't going to mention you, bro, but now that you brought it up. You know, like, And you might be sitting there going, what am I hearing here? Please, I don't think I'm disqualified from what God's got in my life. What I'm just trying to say is I'm a normal guy with normal issues. I've got insecurities. Another thing that God's been doing over the last while. I'm just letting it out there. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in ministry my whole adult life. In other words, I became a pastor at 23 years old. I'm 40 now. This is all I've ever done. And what's happened over these years is because people can be really horrible to you in the church. Because we have family and it's messy. And things happen and things are said and done. And so what I've realized I've done is, and it came up to a head in our marriage counseling the other day. Abby's like, she said something to me and she's like, how does that make you feel? And I said to her, I actually feel nothing. And in that moment, the Lord highlighted something. I actually have become numb to everything around me. And I was like, what? And then she was actually deliberately doing it. Like she was trying to poke. And I was like, I don't feel nothing. And you should feel something. And I realized what I've done over the years is when someone's been horrible to me, I just put it aside. And you know, guys, if you're a guy, you know what I'm talking about. If you're a girl, maybe you don't. But like, someone hurts me, I just press it. No, I'm not going to deal with that. Just put it in the back. And for, I don't know how long, 23 to 40, I don't know, it's a long time. What I've done is just boom, bah, boom, bah, to the point that I can take anything because I'm a man and I'm a leader and I'm a strong leader and I'm then actually, I just don't have a clue that I actually have emotions. And I've suppressed those emotions so far that I've become numb to everyone around me. And part of our marriage thing is this, Abby just wants me to connect with her just on a personal level. And I can't because I'm so numb. And so what God's been doing is I'm actually starting to have emotions. When like the other day when, I know a few weeks ago I wasn't here, but Monet, who's interning for us and who's become like a son to me, that night we stood Adam and Vanessa down. I remember I said to her, I went to him and I said, hey, are you doing, because I want you to lead worship and are you looking at anything you shouldn't be? And he looked at me and he lied to me. And he led worship that night and something was off. And half past 10 that night, he came to me and said, Brett, I lied to you. We both burst into tears and I said to him, hey, Brett, I forgive you. I love you like a son to me. Next day I saw him, I was so horrible to him. I was like, what was that, Brett? And I realized for the first time, I actually felt emotion. I felt like that hurt. Like it hurt me. Like you betrayed me, you know. We sorted it out now, but I'm just saying, these are the things that we go through as Christians, as people, as husbands, as sons, as fathers, as children. I'm telling you now, I'm going to try pull down that Instagram thing and say, if you're living like that, I'm telling you now, it's going to catch up with you and it's not going to go well with you. The only thing that keeps me going is Jesus. Because people have failed me. Systems have failed me. Government has failed me. Money is comes and goes. And what I'm trying to say, guys, is it's all about God and what He wants to do in your life. But we run to Instagram and we run to Facebook and we run to pornography and we run to music and we run to movies and we run to sports and we run to fashion and we run to being cool and how many likes we get and we run and we run and we look and we look and we search and we search. And I'm telling you now, the world will never give you what you need. Only Jesus can. And when we become a people of God, where we go, this is my fault, this is what I'm going through. I'm telling you now, every single one of us, you're going through hell right now because corona has caused chaos in us, whether you like it or not. I'm telling you now, you're hurting. Who's hurting? Who's experiencing? Why are we not speaking about it? Trace, she phones me a lot. And can I say this? I think where we've maybe let you down as an eldership couple in this congregation, eldership team, is this. When I got to be very careful what I say. I'm not nullifying leadership. I think leadership is important and I think God uses men and women and people to help others. But ultimately, at the end of the day, God's counsel is higher than our counsel. His ways are higher than our ways. He is the true counselor of counselors. He is the one that knows the beginning from the end. He formed us before the foundation of the earth. He knows what you're going through. He's been tempted in every way. He is the only one that has the answers. And what we've done, maybe got wrong, is over the years, because we've been doing this so much, you come to us with a problem, we give you a solution, you go away, and you don't actually go to the Lord for it. Where we should actually back off a little bit and go, hey, have you got the problem? Go back to the Lord. Ask him who he wants from you. Ask him how he wants. I think we've been spoon feeding a little bit, and because of that, the Instagram thing happens. And then we find, and we actually become lazy in the Lord. Does it make sense? I've got so many scriptures. I don't know if I should bring them up. But anyways, and so this is the picture I want to encourage us with. I don't know if you remember the movie Facing the Giants, way back. Yeah? If you don't know, it's a church, I think it was a Baptist church in America, that had this film ministry, and they actually made movies like Chasing the Giants, Flywheel, Fireproof, and some other one. And there's a scene that the Lord reminded me of this last week, and I haven't thought of this for years. And the Facing the Giants is about this American football team, and the coach is a Christian, or he's a failing Christian, or waning Christian. He's got this team, and he's on the field, and he picks up the captain of the team, and he wants to prove that they've got more in them than they think they have. And so they do this death crawl thing where he gets on his haunches like bear crawl, puts a guy on his back, and he's blindfolded. You know the story if you've got, you know. And it's such a cool scene. I watched it again this morning just to refresh my memory. And he starts going, and he's like, it's so sore. And he keeps on going, keep on going. Am I there yet? Keep on going. No, it's so sore. It's so much pain. Just keep on going, keep on going. And the team are laughing at him, and all of a sudden the team are not laughing at him. And the one guy stands up and he checks him out, and next time, the next thing, the whole team's there, and he's going, come on, you've got more in you, go. And eventually, he's like, I can't go anymore, and he collapses. And he says to the coach, have I made it? And the coach says, no, you're in the end zone, you've actually done the whole field. And I feel like that's a prophetic picture for us as a church. You might be feeling right now, you can't go anymore. You've got this massive weight on your back. You don't know what God's doing. You're like, oh, why, God? Can I just say in the Lord, just keep on going, keep on trusting. Don't give up. But God is there with you. Yeah? I want to read a scripture. I have to at least read one scripture to you. Why does God use people? Who knows? But I know that He wants to use you. He wants to use me. But we need to run to the Lord. 1 Samuel 36 says this, and David was deeply distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because all the people were bitter in their soul for their sons and daughters. What's been happening here is they got raided, and their husbands and wives and kids were just taken. And they were plundered. And David was leading them, and the oaks turned on him. There was quite a story. You must go read it. And this is something that he says, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And I felt in this moment, with this corona stuff happening, and the job stuff, and the money stuff, and the putting the false pretenses stuff out, and all that kind of thing. Can I just say, we need to be strengthened by the Lord. And the only clue of what David did was found in verses 8, where it says, David inquired of the Lord, and his strength was given back. In other words, he prayed. He spent time with the Lord. He was like that branch of the vine. He was like the coin found. Why? Because our God is awesome. 1 Peter 1 verses 3 to 7. And I'll probably start closing with this. Maybe we can do some ministry time. It says this. Dude, you're honored tonight. Well done. Blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Come on, guys. The reason why I keep on going is because I know I'm not living for this. I'm living for the next life. I'm living for the inheritance that's been promised. I'm living for many, many people that I didn't even know that God touched somehow through something I did or said or... kept in heaven for you, who by God's power is being guarded through faith and salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Listen to this. In this, you rejoice, though for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the testing of genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes through the testing by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. In other words, I think we give up too much and too quickly, guys. I don't think we run to the Lord enough. We run to man and person, and that's good sometimes. But the Lord is higher. I want to make him higher than our earthly wisdom tonight. Are you hearing me? And what that scripture is saying, on the last day, when we see Jesus face to face and we understand and we see him for who he really is, the Bible says, in that moment, the hardships that we go through, the trials, the tribulations, the pain, the agony, in that moment, we realize it was worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love you. Thank you. You've got such a lovely smile. You're encouraging. You know, it's like, so young, old, whether you think you're cool or not, none of us are cool. We're all going through our stuff. But I feel like God is calling us to do is, let's just be open with our lives. Let's not worry about what people think. Let's worry about what the Lord thinks. You know, and let's fear him. He can not only save our souls, but also cast us into hell forever. And let's start taking our relationships with the Lord seriously. Let's stop putting up pretenses and being that Instagram generation that's just so taken our world over. Let's be different. Let's walk on the narrow road, not on the wide road. Let's walk the way that Jesus did. I'm telling you now, people are going to hate you for it. They're going to call you names, whatever, but it's going to be worth it at the end of the day. I believe God's calling hearts tonight. And we're going to end this year off well. We're going to end it off strong. Because our God is bigger than anything that we can face. But we can only do it with him, and we can only do it together. So that went way different to what I thought. I promise you, the next two preachers, they're already done. They're full of theology. I'll even have PowerPoints and everything, okay, just to make up for the craziness of tonight. But I really feel like the Lord wants to do some work in us tonight still. We've got a bit of time left. If something of what I've said tonight has done something in you, that must be the Lord. Because if it's up to me, I just mess it up all the time. You know? If you're feeling like, yeah, I'm living that life, can we maybe just come to the Lord and let him start changing us tonight? I don't know what that's going to look like for your life, but I think it's that heart that's just going, God, I'm here. And can I say this? Before I'm a pastor, I'm a son. Before you anything, you're a son and a daughter in his house. That gifting means nothing if we don't have a relationship with him. And I just say that, I want to make that very clear. And so what I feel like he's calling us is just come as a son and a daughter. Be found by the Lord tonight. Stop pretending. Start living real lives for him. And it's going to be messy. And people are going to look at you and laugh probably. But rather that, and we see God move in us. And he's doing some cool stuff in us. This is not a negative thing. But I think there's more. So can I pray? And if there's prophetic amongst us, maybe help me land this thing. Be cool. But let's just pray and ask the Lord to just lead us and just see what he wants to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we're here tonight because you're an amazing God. We're here because you're alive and you're actively working on our lives daily, Father. You're here because you long for us. You long for us to know you, for you to know us. Lord, you're calling us to be a men and women who live different to the world. You're calling us not to give up and to persevere to the end. You're calling us to have faith that is so strong that whatever comes, Lord, we can handle because of who you are in our lives. Lord, just care. We need your spirit to help us do that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I feel like there's a call to faith, and I want to throw it out there. As much faith that I'm going to throw this out, please respond if this is for you. I think if you are feeling like, yo, I'm that person or those people that are living this Instagram kind of Christianity thing where I think God wants to break that, or at least start breaking that tonight. And if that is you, and if you're feeling like, okay, could you do something with me? And I'm doing this with you, okay? If that's you, would you stand with me where you are right now? Because I know it's scary, but I think sometimes we just got to stand and break that fear of man, fear of what people will think, you know? Well done, bud. Come on. Well done. Well done. Not that hard, eh? Oh, lekker. Adam. Awesome. Robs, come on, boy. Tennis. Come on.
So about last Sunday, I was lying in worship, and I was just pleading with God to come and work in my heart. And I saw two pictures, and it bugged me the whole week. I was looking up the roof, and I was looking and just thinking, this could either be a theater or a morgue. In a theater, there is God working on us and changing us, and it's an operation, and it's a chance of life. Whereas in a morgue, if I don't open my life, if I don't let God come and change, if I'm not willing to be open and transparent, I'm not going anywhere.
The presence of God is so beautiful right now. Let's just lift up our hands. Brett has spoken tonight about the realness and the issues, and I'm the poster girl for real. I'm the poster girl for messy and weird and unique. But the thing that God broke the most in this season of healing is shame. And the thing that with the first Adam, and he's standing in the garden, and he knew what was wrong, he knew what was evil, but he was ashamed to come to God. Oh, Holy Spirit, would you come into the hearts of these men and these women tonight and break the shame so that they can come and they can run forward to the living water. That they would run to this place where all of us are so broken. But we know, Lord, we are naked and you will clothe us. God is ready with your fig leaf. He is ready to cover you. He is ready to wash you clean. He is ready. You just have to come. So Holy Spirit, would you break that shame tonight? Would you break the what will they think of me? Because that's what needs to be broken tonight in Jesus' name. That thing of what will they think of me? God, that they would know that what they will think of him and her is that they need God. That they need God. So tonight, Lord, would they come to your temple and worship you in spirit and in their truth, God. The truth that is the God loves them and wants to bless them with his presence. Oh, I can't stress this enough in Jesus' mighty name. Don't hold back. The altar is ready, waiting for you. Come before the Lord. Adiam ostedia studiaranam. Eleniam oriotos topokoronum. We worship you, Lord, and I want to just thank you right now that there is healing for anyone who wants it. There is grace for anyone who wants it. They just have to come.
Cool. So as you stand, love you to look around. Look at the person next to you, in front of you, and go, hey, I'm just like you. I'm stripping things off that aren't of the Lord tonight. It's right cool, hey. It's like, courage, guys. Well done. And can I just say, I watched this Social Dilemma on Netflix the other day. I don't know if you've seen it. Shame, my poor family. Shame, they're recovering from that. I just took all the apps off the phones. My kids, shame. I'm like, but you know what? Because I'm hungry for more, Jesus. I want to be the man that God uses. I want to be the one that's hungry for him and not the things of this world. You know. And in a sense, as you stood, you're saying that. You're like, hey, I want to be different. There's no more pretending. So it'll take time, I think. But go to the Lord. Find Him daily. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Just looking at you guys. I really am. Like, I was reading the scripture, it's in my notes, but it's like how God looks. He says His eyes look throughout the earth, and He's looking for those who love Him. It's just this amazing scripture. And as you guys have stood, I really just feel like His eyes are gazing, just seeing hearts, you know, like just, and He's going to do something. He is. He's going to do something. I believe that. Just the fact that the Creator is looking at you and He's going, I see you stood, I see your heart shifting. Yeah, that's a profound thing. And so can I just say this, as we go and fellowship just now and have coffee and we leave, please don't forget about this moment. Tomorrow morning when you wake up and it doesn't feel like this because the anointing's gone and it's real again, please remember that you stood, that you looked around and you saw those others with you that want to do the same thing, and ask God for strength in that moment. Or when you desperately need to say something to your community leader and you feel embarrassed, and please remember this moment, okay? Because that's what's going to get you forward. Cool. Maybe I'll throw out one more thing and then we'll go. If you're welcome to sit or stand or whatever. I really do feel like, I threw it out earlier, that there are those that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior tonight. I do believe that. This has been on me the whole night. And so I want to give you an opportunity to respond to Him. I did it many, many years ago, and I think a few of us have, well, a lot of us have in this place. And giving your life to Jesus is awesome, but it's scary at the same time. It's basically doing this. God, you take control of my thoughts, my wants, my desires. Whatever you want, I'm going to live for that thing. It's a very, very serious decision to make. It's not about rules. It's not about a system. It's about a relationship. It's about a man named Jesus who came to this earth to die so that our sins were forgiven, so that we could know who God is, that we could live in the Spirit of God. That's what Christianity is about. That is what being a born-again believer of Jesus Christ is. It's many years ago, I said, I came to Jesus and I knelt before my bed and my dad led me, and I just, in that moment, I said, God, whatever you want, as a five-year-old, whatever you need, forgive me, whatever you, and I stand before you today because of that prayer. I believe it. Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how young you are, doesn't matter how bad you've been, what you've done, what you think you're going to do. See, God's saving power is greater than all of that put together. And as He hung on that cross, and as He bled, and as He gave up His life, as He rose on the third day, that power that rose Jesus can raise you spiritually tonight. So, if that's you and you go, upgrade, I don't know if I'm going to be in heaven today if I die when I leave this place. Well, I don't know if I've got a personal relationship with Jesus. I might have a religious relationship or religious thing, but I don't know. Could I ask you to respond to Him? You're not responding to me at all. But in this moment, God can turn your life upside down. It's radical. It's just what He does. So if that's you, I don't know, if there's anyone here, just wag your hand at me. I'd love to pray for you. I want to see who you are. We're praying. Leave us praying. Such a cutie pie, that guy. Anyone? Oh yeah, I just want to pray with you. I pray that's me. So one more time, because I really feel strong, okay?
Yeah, I'm just, I really feel, that strongly what Brett is feeling as well. And it's that thing of Jesus saying, follow me. And they don't mention the guy, I don't think he, and he said, just let me bury my father. And I really feel, I sense in my heart that there's somebody that has that feeling, like, I just want to sort stuff out. You know, just let me do this thing. I just need to go from here. I just need to sort something out. But we heard the whole evening, the afternoon, that He knows you. He knows what you like. He knows how you like to dress, how you comb your hair. He knows every single hair on your head. And He's saying, follow me. And I really think there's, I mean, that whoever that person was, if they went to go bury their father, they, in the Jewish, it was like, I need to go sort out business first. I need to go and sort out things and then I'll come and follow you. And I really sense and feel that God is saying, it's not, it's now. Is that this window where God is saying, my child, I know you. My son, my daughter, I know you. Follow me. And I want to urge you, please don't. There's nothing that needs to be made right. He did everything.
You don't realize we've done the whole evening. We've been sharing the same mic. We're not allowed to. Sorry about that, guys. Anyways. But I think that's a... Okay, one more time. If there's anyone who feels like that, I think we'll close. Sorry. Brain's fried now. First time in 6 weeks. It's like tiring. Anybody? One of the youngsters. I really feel it is. Anyways. Pray for us. It's been an amazing time. Next week, look at temptation, how to overcome it. Strategies of the devil, what he's done from the beginning till now. It's the same. We're going to look at all those kind of things over the next couple of weeks. Give us some tools to stop living this Instagram kind of Facebook life. Okay, so it's going to be really different next week. It's going to be good, meaty stuff. And so, thank you, God. Amazing King. For sobering us up tonight, for encouraging us, Lord, to persevere. Lord, thank you for moving in hearts, minds, and souls. Thank you that it's just such a lacquer thing to be able to worship together like this. Thank you for leading us by your Spirit tonight. Thank you for calling us into something new, start something fresh. Thank you for ripping out old foundations and putting in new ones. As we go, Lord, go with us. As we live, live through us. Lord, may each of our lives glorify you in every aspect of our living. And Lord, we are working progresses. Lord, we've been built every day. Lord, I just pray that your Spirit will be on each family represented, each young person as they go to school, study or work, wherever it is, Lord, that you'll just really just shine through us, through a passion in our souls, a burning for more of your presence, Father God. Lord, that you'll give us the courage to strip away and cut away things, Lord, that will stop us, that are stopping us from being passionately in love with you. Lord, because we want to take this serious. So go before us as we do this, Lord. Lord, as we close now, as we fellowship, as we have some more coffee together, okay, Lord, that it'll just be sweet one to another. Lord, keep us safe this week. And thank you for Josh again. Thank you for what you've done in his life, Lord. And just continue just to pray for a speedy recovery, full recovery. Lord, we want to think of Gail and as she's got COVID now, Lord, that you'll just be with her, strengthen her, Lord, as she's feeling sick right now, Lord. Even wherever she is, Lord, in a room or whatever, Lord, that right now that your touch and your healing power, Lord, will even just come upon her right now, Father God. For Craig Dawkins, Lord, who couldn't even lead worship tonight because he's been exposed to COVID, Lord, I pray that even as he's in lockdown, Lord, you'll be with him and his family, Lord, encouraging him, Lord, and God, that you just do work in him as well, Father. Just go before us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amazing. Thanks, guys. Lucky to be with you guys again. Just one announcement before we go. This Wednesday, we're going to shut our community groups down for one Wednesday. Because I don't have enough time to meet with the comm group leaders in the next 2 weeks. So the only night I can do is Wednesday this week. And so we want to shut them down because I need the comm group leaders to come meet with me. And so we're going to do that. Having said that, if you want to just get together without your comm group leaders, please feel free and just socialize or whatever. You're welcome to do that, but it's just my time constraints because I'm at an elders camp the week before. after that, and it's kind of end of the year after that. And so no comms this week. We'll be meeting with the comm group leaders, and yeah, we'll meet again as normal week after. So those guys that are visiting, I'm sorry about that. If you did want to join a comm this week, but maybe get hold of somebody and this guy's doing something, go for it. Love you guys. Enjoy the rest of the evening.